This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security, it has now become a part of the national defense doctrine. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behavior. He added that if the behavior improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. Defense Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying eliminating of terrorism is the new normal of New India.
अब आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई केवल सुरक्षा का विषय नहीं बल्कि नेशनल डिफेंस डॉक्ट्रिन का यह हिस्सा बन चुकी है हम आपके साथ मिलकर इस प्रॉक्सी और हाइब्रिड वॉरफेयर को जड़ से समाप्त करेंगे अब हमारा भारत पहले का भारत नहीं है प्रधानमंत्री के नेतृत्व का यह नया भारत का जन्म हो चुका है हम हमारे आराध्य श्री राम के उस मार्ग का अनुसरण करते हुए आगे बढ़ रहे हैं जिसमें वह आसुरी शक्तियों के विनाश का प्रण लेते हैं ठीक उसी प्रकार श्री राम के आदर्शों का पालन करते हुए हमने भी आतंकवाद को जड़ से समाप्त करने का संकल्प लिया है।
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhadra Acharya at a function in New Delhi. Jagatguru Rambhadra Acharya and the renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honored with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the President congratulated Jagatguru Rambhadra Acharya and Gulzar for the Gyanpeeth Award. However, Gulzar could not attend the award ceremony as he is not well. President Murmu said that literature unites in a vacant society.
भारतीय ज्ञानपीठ इन दो शब्दों में भारत भूमि में विकसित ज्ञान तथा सृजन की परंपराओं की मूलभूत एकता व्यक्त होती है ये एकता पूरी भारत में व्याप्त भावनात्मक सांस्कृतिक और साहित्यिक एकता की अभिव्यक्ति है भारत की सभी भाषाओं के साहित्य में भारत की मिट्टी की महक होती है
United Nations report has ranked India the fastest growing major economy with 6.3% GDP growth in the current fiscal year. The mid-year update of the world economic situation and prospects projects India's growth at 6.3% as the highest among large economies. This momentum is expected to continue in 2026 with growth estimated at 6.4%. In contrast, the global outlook remains subdued amid rising trade tensions, policy uncertainty, and a decline in cross-border investments. The World Economic Situation and Prospects is a report produced by the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, known as UNDESA. The Ministry of Culture has launched a powerful and binding initiative, Ek Desh, Ek Dharkan, One Nation, One Heartbeat, to honor the brave hearts of the nation. The slogan Ek Desh Ek Dharkan is being widely adopted across digital platforms, amplifying the spirit of unity, patriotic fervor and reverence for the Tiranga. The campaign has already begun to resonate strongly with citizens across India. The ministry said prominent cultural institutions and heritage sites have been illuminated in the colors of the Indian flag. Under the supervision of the Archaeological Survey of India, more than 60 heritage monuments across the country have been lit with tricolor. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed Stage 1 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in Delhi NCR, with immediate effect after the region's air quality index, AQI, slipped into the poor category. This Stage 1 of GRAP is activated when AQI ranges between 201 to 300. Under this stage, 27 preventive actions are to be strictly implemented by all relevant agencies across NCR. These include use of anti-smog guns, water sprinkling, dust suppression measures in road construction, repair projects, and maintenance activities. Pollution Control Boards of NCR states and the Delhi Pollution Control Committee have been directed to ensure strict enforcement of Stage 1 measures. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced India A squad for the upcoming tour of England, starting 30th of this month. The Men's Selection Committee has named Abhimanyu Ishwaran as captain and Dhruv Hirel as vice-captain. Karun Nair has also got a place in the squad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.